From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There was a song that played quite well in a time that some might call long ago. The refrain included the words, "Put another log on fire." And how appropriate that has been over the past week or so. Our politicians like to claim records, but somehow I haven't heard of any claiming the one that put Brisbane as the coldest capital city in the nation on one day. As it was explained on the news broadcast I saw, we expect cold in Tasmania and the snowfields at this time of year, but Brisbane claimed the record. Now that is something to consider as the rains came tumbling down and once again parts of the Greater Sydney region went underwater. As the system shifted north, the Hunter region became the focus of emergency services as local waterways rose. The stories of rescue and damage abound in the south of VK2, as many people in the Northern Rivers area wonder when the process of recovery will start to relieve their situations. Q News has often mentioned the capacity of the amateur radio service to provide communication support in times of emergency. In one radio news report, the correspondent mentioned that he had to leave the location at which he was reporting and drive to a hill to get mobile phone reception to put his story to air. We can imagine the feelings of the local residents hoping that the flood would stay at a safe level, but living without electricity and basic communication services. The much-vaunted NBN and the private telecommunications companies have succeeded in providing a range of services that no longer suit the needs of our climate, weather, or safety of life. When the energy source is removed and the batteries go flat, we have to wait and wait and trust the responders have foreknowledge and resources to deal with our circumstances. The wet and cold weather have certainly dampened my capacity for working outside. I have some tasks to complete in the open air, but health issues have intervened and the jobs lay waiting for more warmth and fine weather. Just to add to the frustration, I've ordered some materials from sellers that seem to have been placed on the proverbial slow boat from China. Part of the issue is that people living in this country are depending on freight services from overseas to fill their orders. They may be Australian sellers, but they're certainly not local stockists. By contrast, there is an online store run from the Sunshine Coast as well as presenting at regional amateur gatherings. And their service is exemplary. The pity for me is that I seem to want bits they don't stock all too often. With the hope of faster deliveries, good band conditions and nicer weather, I trust you have a great week ahead and enjoy your radio activities. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.